training camp ended, or mini camp ended, Thursday, it felt like we got a weekend off and we were right back to work. We really picked up exactly where we left off, I thought. A lot of the hard work and stuff guys put in over these last 6 weeks or so really showed. And guys came back in great shape, knocked out the conditioning test, and practiced really well today.
It looked like Sam got most of the work with the ones. Do you anticipate that being the case going forward?
I don't know. That's a Coach Kelly decision, so just roll the punches, and whatever reps you get, you make the most of them.
You said you thought it was going to be a quarterback competition. Does it still feel that way after the first practice?
We compete no matter what we do out here, so always a competition.
Were you surprised by the distribution in snaps today?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really worry about it. I did the same thing last year. Get in there with the one sometimes, you get in there with the three sometimes. It doesn't really matter. We just go out and, like I said, every rep's valuable. You make the most of it and try and get completions, move the guys down the field, and thought I did that.
How did Sam look to you?
Good. I mean, it's hard when you're trying to – I'll see more in film
focus.
Yeah, I'm worried about the defense and – other guys, I thought everybody had some real good throws. I saw Matt make a couple great throws. So as a unit, I thought we looked all right.
How do you think you played today?
I thought I did pretty well, too. I got easy completions when I could and fit some balls in there when I had to, made good decisions, checked it down, and that's all you can ask for.
A few of the guys met with you over the summer, or I should say worked out with you over the summer. What was the benefit to that, and what's the backstory there?
Just extra work, and, guys like Jordan and Zach, those guys never take a break. They're younger guys that want to work, that want to play, that want to contribute to the team, and they're always looking for somebody to throw to them. And so we just kind of organized something with, Sproulsy, some of the guys. It was not like an invite only or anything. It was just whoever was in the area, guys wanted to come out, they're more than welcome. But we got a chance to work out together and throw a little bit. And anytime you work with somebody, you just get to learn their body language more and more, and any extra practice like that helps when you come out here and helps that transition after a long break.
So was it different or comparable than to the Jets West workouts that you had back then?
I don't know. I don't really compare anything from New York to here. I try to stay away from that. So,
what part of your game would you like to improve upon in comparison to last year?
I think one of the most important things is just my footwork and my eyes, continuing to hone in on that as it relates to every single play in the offense. I got a real good grasp on protections. I thought the experience last year helped with that, and that was a big thing starting when I started playing, was understanding how our protections worked here. They were a little different than what I was used to. So now that I got that, I think really just footwork and eyes and timing, you continue to hone in on those mechanics, and it's been going really well.
In your mind, what are the possibilities for this team? Like, what is the ceiling?
Oh, shoot. Sky's the limit. I think we got a ton of talent. I thought Coach Kelly and Ed Marinowitz and, everybody in the front office, they've really orchestrated a pretty impressive group out here. And now it's our job, and partly the coach's job to put something together and make something of this team. And that takes a little extra effort on the players' part. It takes effort outside of this building, making yourself uncomfortable, introducing yourself to guys, making sure you include everybody. And I think we have the right type of people that want to do that. So, we got to make this more than a team. It's got to transcend football. You got to be a family to really make a push into that postseason. And the good teams I've been on have gotten real tight. And I think we have the potential to do that.